Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Stevie Dan bringing us back 23 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Rick Lepsinger is our guest, our good friend, author of Flexible Leadership, also Closing the Execution Gap. Those are just two of his assets. Also, Visual Team Success, that's another one he co-authored. Hey, Rick, thanks again for being here. I need your website. And, folks, we just talked about transformational leadership. And, Rick, you're doing a webinar on transformational leadership in about a month. And I want you to tell us quickly about it.
Yeah, I am. I'm on February 13th. I'm doing a webinar for a group called HRDQ. And if folks are interested, they can just go to that, their website, log on, and it'll be about an hour. I'll go into a little more detail.
Is it free?
Absolutely free.
All right,
yes.
Good. HRDQ, folks. I have no idea what this stands for, but HRDQ. And anywhere you can hang out, folks, with Rick Lepsinger for an hour for free is a bargain. It's a big bargain. So be sure you take advantage of that. All right, Rick, we got another thing to talk about. This isn't really something I think that does hit small business owners more than maybe people realize, and that's when you make a promotion that didn't turn out. Tell us about that.
Yeah, right. Yeah, well, there's a couple of things. I mean, again, it's not too unusual. As a matter of fact, it happens more frequently than it actually should. But I think the first thing that's important for people to do is understand cause, even before you act, because there's a number of possible reasons why the person isn't performing well. It could be skill or knowledge deficit. It could be that they're just not really clear on the expectations for the role, or it could be they're just having stress, a lot of pressure in terms of taking on the new role.
Right.
So the key here is to clarify, is this something that's trainable? Is this something we could fix through education, through coaching, through training? Or is it something more fundamental? So that's really where the whole thing starts right there.
When I've run into problems before has been when the person was technically ready for the next level, but the next level also included a next level of leadership responsibility.
Right.
And they weren't ready for that.
Well, that's exactly right. And that really goes to that second part.
And this is how we get fooled. This is how we get fooled.
Yes.
See, like, and the classic example, Rick, and probably the most prominent example in a small business, in the small business sector, is promoting a salesperson to sales manager. That's one of the most dramatic examples of what we're talking about. Go ahead.
Right. Exactly. Well, that's right, because we really do need to take a look at your selection process. Sometimes we don't have a clear, let's call it a success profile. You know, what really are the factors that contribute to success in that job? And we pick or we focus on past performance rather than potential, which is the example you just gave. Somebody is really good in their current job. We assume they'll just be great in the next job, which is not always true. Mm-hmm. And the other thing, and this is true for a lot of people, is that sometimes we just act too quickly. We're not patient to really find the best person. We just want to fill the spot, or we feel like we owe it to the person, so we just move them into the position. Mm-hmm. And in some ways, we're setting them up for failure.
That's right.
Because they're not really well prepared for
Yeah, and back to my example of the sales manager. Sometimes, for some reason, people think, well, wow, you know, you've done so great in sales. Why wouldn't you make a perfect sales manager? And it's because they don't realize that when you say sales manager, there's extra emphasis on manager, and most outstanding salespeople are not, by definition, physiologically, whatever else you know you want to say, they're not good managers. Most salespeople are horrible with paperwork. Most good salespeople, the better they are, the less they're likely to be good with paperwork.
The skills that make you a great salesperson are not necessarily the skills that make you a great manager of other salespeople.
Right.
So it's
the best sales managers I knew, the best sales managers I ever knew were marginal sales. Now, it wasn't that they weren't good and didn't know how to sell. It's just that they weren't the stars. They were middling, but they became good sales managers.
But they knew how to motivate and get
That's right.
work done.
They had other skills. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Exactly.
Because that doesn't always apply to other things. Like if you're trying to hire a VP or a general manager, those are different. But what do you if you actually get somebody in a position like that? How do you get them out?
Yeah. Well, the thing about getting them out, it starts with really waiting is probably not a great idea. In other words, you can't just move them out right away. But some people are inclined to sort of wait and see how it evolves. And that might not be the best course of action because people can just continue to, make the same mistakes over and over. So it is important, once you've diagnosed the problem, to make sure you're providing feedback on the behavior and it's really separating if it's like a toxic behavior, like, again, some people, their behavior is like abrupt or disrespectful.
Right.
You really want to give feedback right away so they can do course correction, and you want to make sure you're providing coaching and training.
What about this, Rick? And I've got to wrap it up in a few seconds. What if especially in a small business, you said, "Look, I want you to take this job. I think you'll be good for it. And actually, I need you to do this if you can. But if it doesn't work out, we'll both know it. We'll both agree to it, and then you'll have a place to go. You can go right back where you were. What about that? Leaving the back door open for them. What do you think?"
Yeah, telling them, let's try this out for a couple months and see how it goes.
Yeah.
There's a way you still have to come back and give them feedback and say,
right.
See, it's not working, right? So.
OnPointConsulting.com, is that right?
OnPointConsulting, LLC.com.
LLC.com. Thank you, Rick. Rick Klepsinger, ladies and gentlemen.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.